From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Strictest sense, we recorded parts of four shows today.
Right, exactly. Add it to the list of lost episodes.
Oh, we have another graphic on the website for the episodes we lost.
Jesus
fucking Christ.
Everything on? Everything working?
Yes, again, yeah.
Ain't nothing working, ain't nothing right.
No, I know. Well, we were saying when the microphones were turned down, Jeff was saying how Trixie went to the store and got some Blue Moon ice cream.
Blue Moon ice cream, and it turned my shit green. There we go.
Yes, and then I was talking about how I would get a Whopper every.
I've got a Whopper for you.
I got a bowl of antifreeze for these fucking dogs.
Yes,
I'm gonna get a super soaker full of antifreeze and just shoot it into their fucking mouths. But it's just, I get so tired of that noise.
It's enraging.
Dude, it's been good all week except for when we want to do a show, which is right now.
Yep.
And so, like, what's the remedy? Like, what do we do to have a better sounding show? What's the fucking remedy?
I don't know.
That's just it.
Yeah.
Other than to go back downtown.
Back downtown. Ooh.
I mean, can we do that late enough in the day that no one else is there? That would be the way, right?
Yeah, we did it when other people were there.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want anybody else.
Well, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I tell you, the rates for that studio were really reasonable.
They were very reasonable. And them nice soundproof rooms.
If that is going to continue during recording days, and we have to either do it at your house or do it downtown, or something has to give. But you got barking dogs too, so I don't know the remedy.
They don't bark that. They don't.
They're showing up on the fucking, I can see the thing about.
Spiking the meter, huh?
Yeah.
Great.
It's right next door to this studio. And you can't move to the other room because it's worse.
I can't believe that somebody would be that oblivious to the fact that is annoying as fuck.
They know, but they've tuned it out. They've accepted a level of disorder that I cannot fucking understand.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. That's it. Yell at them. That'll fix it.
Because that's what they hear from their fucking parents. That's all they know. Well, we started to do, we had 3 minutes of conversation before I realized the microphones were turned down. So like I say, technically we've recorded parts of 4 shows today. These lost episodes. Remember in the old days we'd lost 2 test shows? We had a graphic up on the webpage for a while, like, yep. In loving memory of these 2 test shows.
That fucking got lost. What happened to them?
They're lost. Well, because the fucking computer we were trying to use wasn't saving. It didn't save the file.
Didn't save it correctly.
It was just
a
garbage old CPU, and it didn't save the shows. And now, having gone through that one time, and it didn't save, we used it again and expected a different fucking result for some reason.
Duh.
We're fucking retarded. Yeah, it was, you know. While the microphones were down, Jeff was saying Trixie was at the store and purchased some Blue Moon ice cream.
Blue!
A blow! To which Jeff told the following hilarious story that no one in this room has ever heard before. Jeff...
So I had a bowl of the ice cream, and boy, was I fucking surprised the next day when I fucking took a lime green shit.
Yeah, was it lime green?
Nah, it wasn't lime. It was fucking, like, it was green. Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
It scared me.
Well, why would lime green scare you? Bright red would probably should scare you.
Why?
Because it's blood, probably.
Nah, if you got blood in your stool, it turns black.
Is that right?
That is correct. Look it up.
I was passing blood. Do you remember when in my late 30s I was passing blood for a minute? This is not a joke. This is a true story.
Passing Hep C on to everybody.
This is me and Tommy Lee.
Hep C.
Hep C. Hep C. Hep C crew. There's something we've never done before.
Oh, that's really funny.
So anyway, Pepsi Crew. K-R-E-W.
Pepsi Crew!
The fucking R is backwards.
Exactly. It has to be.
Pepsi Crew. If we had any balls, we'd have a t-shirt shop. Just with stuff that no Pepsi one's going to buy, but we still got it. Pepsi Crew. Anyway, I was passing blood, and I was seeing it in the bowl.
Yeah.
And it went on for a few days, and I was fairly alarmed.
So I went, as you should be.
So I called the doctor's office, and I said, well, I'm passing.
Who's your doctor?
He's dead now. He's dead. No, he's dead.
Dr. Vinnie Boombots.
I'll tell you, hey, Dr. Vinnie Boombots. You know?
Hey. What's in my doctor? Dr. Vinnie Boombots.
He fucked me in the ass, and some white came out, too, after that, you know? Hang on, my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombots, you know?
Damn, you're Rodney's spot on.
So anyway, I went to the doctor, and he fucking, you know, had to get me on my side on the table and fucking spit my asshole open.
Yeah, baby.
He gave me the finger test.
Fuck yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, gave you a couple extra fingers.
And I came.
So did he.
Yeah, he did. Twice. Asshole's tight.
Look, these first tests are inconclusive. I'm going to have to get up in there again.
This is an unblemished asshole, my friend. Nary a finger has intruded.
You haven't had your prostate checked yet?
That time. He did check it that day.
Okay, so.
But not since then, no.
Yeah, nah, so. All right, you've been fucked in the ass then.
No, I was fingered for a fact. I didn't hate it as much as I thought.
Well,
I
was fingered for a fact.
An ex-girlfriend told me one time, oh, I'd finger you. And I went, you know, I wouldn't let you do it because it would be vengeful for you. And I wouldn't let you do it.
I would be vengeful.
Yeah, it would be, no. And it turned out I had, this is not going to surprise you. In my late 30s is when this happened.
Yeah.
That I had recently gone through a Snickers phase, and one of the peanuts
cut you open, didn't it?
Cut me open on the way out. Yep, that's what happened. Because he could see the cut.
How many fucking Snickers were you eating?
Well, I think it's what Bill Hicks would have referred to as a heroic dose.
A heroic dose. Turn these up a little bit. I can't. Are they down further?
No, they're up. How about that?
No? Okay, yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's, yeah. Mm-hmm. A heroic dose. I don't remember your Snicker face.
Oh, I used to live right by a Speedway gas station.
Oh, was that at Camp?
Camp
TGI. Oh, yeah, that's the one that had that boy working there that you like so well. Oh,
she was lovely. She was tiny.
He.
No, that girl, and I've told the story on the show before, but that girl had tattoos on her neck of every miscarriage she'd had, and they were all in the same month. And, you know, a year apart or 2 years apart or whatever. And I said to her one day, I said, what, did you only fuck 1 month out of the year?
Try a different month.
Yeah, really. If you could say, try a different month. Yeah. Yeah. I would have.
Try fucking in dry January.
I would have. At that part of my life, I would have devastated her pussy. I would have ruined that girl.
She had a cock.
She was 5'2". She didn't have a short haircut. She was really tiny.
Yeah.
She was a spinner. That's just how I like them. She was thin, you know. I'd have fucking devastated. I ended up laying waste to two girls who worked at that gas station.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, I
did. Yeah, you were quite the player there.
Well, in my day.
And corner.
Now, like you said on the show a few weeks ago, I used to get online looking for pussy. Now I get online looking for where there are the little Debbies I want in my town. Yeah. So that's where we are. That's where we are now.
Instead of getting an adult friend finder, you're getting an adult food finder.
Last time I was on adult friend finder, it was years ago. But the last time I was on adult friend finder, I kind of said hello to a girl, and she was a black girl, because I like black girls. But, and she responded to me and said she was pay for play, right? But then said it was X amount of dollars for any, and I remember this like it happened this morning, for any hole but her mouth.
It was what?
So many dollars.
Oh, for, okay.
For any hole but her
mouth.
So
she had a pricing structure.
No, it was just a flat fee.
Oh.
And I said, well, the mouth is kind of the point. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, what if you just want to, and she just would not, you know.
Wouldn't budge on that, huh?
No, buddy. No. Hmm. No. What if you want to get blown, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Just, what if I just want to, you know.
Hmm.
I could, you know, and yeah, I saw that. That's the last time I was on that garbage website. And then they overcharged me. This was 11 years ago was the last time I was on there.
Yeah.
I paid for a month, and I canceled, and the cocksuckers charged me. This is when I was making $12 an hour. I couldn't afford to be charged for a second month.
Yeah, I remember this.
So I called them, and I fucking canceled it. What they depend on is you're going to be too embarrassed to call to cancel.
Right.
Not Brooke Bryan. Brooke Bryan made that call in 2 seconds. I was like, well, listen, I canceled this. We got to do the right thing here. But, yeah, I think so. That was 2012, I want to say, last time I was on there. Probably after Jennifer left, I bet.
there's a movie. It's a Guy Ritchie film. I think one of his first films. From back in the early 90s called Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yeah, I know you have a fondness for
that. I do. And there's a scene in that where they're trying to come up with a way to make some quick money. And one of the guys comes up with this scheme to where they're going to put an ad in the paper or magazine or whatever and advertise these dildos for sale, you know, best experience ever, best in ass penetrating, you know, gay dildos, you know, shit like this. And, you know, you sell them for 25 quid. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, And you have the people make the checks out to some innocuous name like Bobby's Bits or something like that. And he goes, but here's the smart bit. Once you get enough orders, once the check is cleared, you send back the canceled check, but you write it out to the other company name, S Tickler's Faggots Fan Club or something like that. And you send it back to them and say, hey, we've got supply problems, can't get this. And they're like, who's going to go, you know, cash that check? And they don't want their bank manager knowing that they're, what does he say? God damn. Know that they're tickling ass or something. It's a great fucking scene. It's funny as shit. I'll
tell you, as someone who needs their 25 quid back, that's
yeah, so ass Tickler's Faggots Fan Club.
I was living at Lovelock, the Lovelock estate. How did I meet that black girl I had over there? The girl that I mouth fucked that threw up on my couch?
Oh, over there. Yeah.
How did I meet her?
Was that the one that didn't? That wasn't the one that lived next door.
Good Lord, no.
Okay.
This girl had a real professional job.
Met her online.
Yes, but I don't know where.
Yeah.
I'm saying I was on Adult Friend Finder in 2012, and I don't know where I'm. Oh, I do know where I met her.
Christian Mingle?
Well, it's funny you say that. I met her at a Fling. I think it was fling.com or something like that.
Oh, yeah?
I met two girls off of there. But I think that, so she was kind of a, she had a grown-up job at a doctor's office, this girl.
Hmm.
And she had a kid. He was about 10. Dad wasn't in the picture. She was in Indianapolis. Really attractive black girl. But she'd grown up Catholic or whatever, so she was repressed, and she only really sought out cock when she couldn't take it anymore. And she had never,
yay religion,
she never had a pussy eaten before, and she said that in her bio, and that was my end.
There you go.
Because I put my mouth on some fucking, you know, I love a clip from way back. So I go, it cannot be true that you've never had, and so that's how I got in. But yeah, she
threw up on your couch.
I fucked her mouth.
Yeah.
And she threw up. She had been at a work, before she came to my house, she had been at a work function.
Yeah, and been drinking a little.
Was some Hawaiian themed pineapple ham thing. That's exactly what it smelled like on my cocky couch.
God damn.
But I fucked her mouth on the impression that she was well equipped for that. I love to suck dick and blah blah blah. Great. So I fucked her mouth, and that was not how that. And then, not too terribly long after that, I think I met the girl who. So that would have been on Adult Friend Finder. So I met the girl that I was fucking when I met my most recent ex.
Yeah.
And so that would have been on Adult Friend Finder. So that would have been 2000, what is it, 13, so 7, 16, maybe?
Yeah, somewhere 16, around there.
17, maybe, was the last time I was on there.
Yeah.
But when I was on there, it was all whores and, you know, not a real, you know, it's just.
Yeah.
And anyway, there's nothing sadder than a 50-year-old chasing pussy. you can't do, it's embarrassing, you know, it's just. I'll tell you where I'm at. At my work, I've talked about it on the show, there's a maid service downstairs, and there's a girl who, over the last year and a half or so, I've befriended. She kind of manages the maid service. She's young. She's 24, I think. And she's pregnant. She's in like the seventh month of this pregnancy right now. It's in July, I think. And she was up against it today. She was downstairs throwing up and this and that and the other thing. And she was up against it. Well, she comes upstairs at one point and she goes, she's 24 and she's poor.
Yeah.
So I can relate to being poor at that age. I get
sure.
It. She comes up at one point and she goes, so I was sitting, I was throwing up in the toilet and I pissed my pants. Do you have a washer and dryer at home? And I said, of course, because I'm a grown up. Yes, I do have a washer and dryer at home.
Of course, because I'm a grown-up.
She goes, if I wash out these leggings, will you please? They need to be washed ASAP. If I wash the piss out of them, literally, not figuratively. Will you please? I said, I'll just throw them in a plastic bag. I'll throw them right in the laundry.
Why couldn't she wash them?
She doesn't have a washer or dryer. She lives in an
apartment. Oh, so she'd had to pay. Yeah,
she lives
okay.
in an apartment above a Pizza Hut. You know, it's like, you know, how do you think it's going to be, right? Ironically, she lives in the apartment one of the girls I fucked from the Speedway years ago used to live in.
Oh, no shit. Then, oh, right down the road yeah. there, that Pizza Hut there? Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Anyway, so I go throw them in a plastic bag, you know, get them washed out, throw them in a plastic bag. Well, in the meantime, she starts having contractions or whatever.
Jesus.
So I go downstairs and she's on the floor. She's crying, you know. Other girls are kind of taking care of her a little bit.
You wanted to go down there and see if she was going to have that baby, didn't you?
No, I can't tell you how little interest I have in people who have pregnancy kinks ought to check themselves in the fucking sanitariums. Anyway, I go down there to, you know, because I hadn't seen the plastic bag yet, and I'm going home. I got to clean up the yard. Jeff's coming over to do some shows. So I go down there, and they hadn't been washed out yet. Not only had they not been washed out, they weren't in a plastic bag yet. So I had to play it cool. Like, just give them to me, and, you know, it's just give them to me. It's fine. And kind of shovel them into the passenger seat, you know, like a fucking...
Here's Brian in his car.
No, it's just
like huffing a can of spray paint.
But I kind of flung them onto the passenger seat. And I opened the window. As cold as it was, opened the window so I wouldn't get any whiff of any anything.
Any amniotic fluid.
People are into piss. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Long story short, the clothes are in the dryer right now.
Yeah.
And I am going to come on the underwear before I wash them again and give them back. So just long story short.
Oh, you're going to come on them and then wash them? Again. Give them to her?
I'll wash them
No, champ. No. You come on those fucking pants and you fucking wad them up with a wet nap and a $20 bill in there. Just throw them back at her and say, thanks, toots.
That's what I should do.
There you go.
She fucking opens it up. It's like a fucking magazine page stuck together.
$20 bill is just kind of crusty and stuck on there, and the wet nap falls to the floor.
Fucking jizz soaked. Stop at the ATM for you there, sweet tits.
You know what, though? To get that wet nap and that bill to stick on the pants like that, you're going to have to jerk off 6, 7, 8 times to get enough on there.
Anywho, long story short, I'm going to wrap them around my cock and jerk off. And come on, wash my
as you should. As you should.
Did you ever keep any trophies from girls, like bras or whatever?
Nah.
No? I've got...
Just skin and teeth.
Just got a skin suit. Would you fuck me? I would fuck me.
Trophies, why? Why do you ask?
What have you heard?
Yeah, just skin, teeth, and toenails.
Well, that's, I mean, that's the normal stuff, right?
Right.
Would you fuck me?
Call it my Ed Gein collection.
Oh, God, the Ed Gein.
Would you like to see my collection of,
my dead skin masks?
No. You know what? Here's the thing, man. When I broke up with a girl, I was done.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. Yeah. I don't stay friends with people.
No, I don't.
You know, and I just don't. Yeah.
To any of them anymore.
No. Don't.
The ones where it's my fault that we broke up, I'm a lot more likely to. If they reached out, I would.
Yeah.
With them. But Jennifer and Kylie, I would. No.
No?
No. But I'll tell you what, and I have decided this just recently, that if I saw Kylie in a store tomorrow, I'd offer to eat her pussy. I miss that pussy. I would offer to eat absolutely one.
Well, that's a change from, I think, what, the last time you said that, if you saw her, you'd run her over with your car?
I said if she crossed the street, I didn't think I would slow down.
Oh, like that's it.
I might not honk the horn, I guess, is what I'm saying. But no, I think I do miss that pussy. I might put my mouth on that again. But I would tell her that in front of her current boyfriend and see what happens. No, I wouldn't do that. Whoever that is, so that's been.
Big black guy is.
Yeah. She had fucked two black guys. Her boyfriend before me was a, and I put that in quotation marks, boyfriend. Before me was a black guy, and I'm surprised I could feel the sides of that.
She liked those Yule logs, didn't she?
Oh, she's a fucking coal burner.
Coal burner.
Fucking race traitor. I called her a race traitor to her face.
You know, I gotta be honest with you. I had to look that term up the other day. Because I thought it was... I thought it was traitor.
T-R-A-I-T-O-R.
And then as soon as it popped up, I'm like, oh, boy, are you a fucking goddamn idiot. Because race traitor makes a whole hell of a lot more fucking sense. God damn. You know what? I am not a stupid person, but boy, sometimes I really can be. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, I'm surprised I could feel the sides of that pussy when by the time I got to it. I go, how'd it work? Did it all stand in the fucking doorway and throw it at you and you fucked yourself with it and threw it back? Or what happened?
Look, just roll this up when you're done, will you?
Yeah.
I want the kids tripping over it. I have a lawsuit on my hands.
Yeah, no shit.
You got to put fucking orange cones around it to be OSHA compliant. Put a lockout kit on it so nobody gets hurt. Starts it up accidentally.
It's a construction site when he opens up his fly.
You got to erect a fence around it and shit.
Yeah, emergency fence. Yeah. Yeah, I did just decide recently that I would offer to eat her pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
If she texted me tonight and she goes, man, like I fucking miss that mouth. Like I'd be
right over there, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, boy.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, boy.
And then I'd eat her for 20 minutes.
Yep.
I'd come inside of her quickly and then run out the door like I got away with a theft. Yeah. Yeah. But she's been gone longer than we were together, I think, almost. Yeah. Almost 2.5. So not quite as long. But
not quite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you know, how long can you be mad? I mean, it was unjust what happened there. But how long can you be mad about it? You know, like I was mad when she left, I was furious. Well, I was hurt for a couple of days. Then I was furious for a couple of days. Mad, angry. And then I'm kind of, you know, what you see now.
Yeah, right.
Just another girl that said goodbye, man.
Yep.
Like I keep saying on the show, it's whatever women want, I don't fucking have it. I clearly don't have whatever it is. Well, there's someone out there for you. You know, what if it's not worth the fucking effort?
Yeah. I mean, there's 7 billion people on this fucking rock. There's probably somebody out there that would like you. But is it worth the effort at this point?
At 50? No. And you can't be out chasing pussy either. It's crazy.
See, I disagree. I think you could. I think you're looking at that too negatively. I think you could. You just don't want to put the effort in.
I'm saying, is there anything... You've seen guys my age chasing pussy. Like a 25-year-old would chase pussy.
You don't have to do it that way.
It's embarrassing.
Yes, I agree, but you don't have to fucking act like a scummy fucking predator. Which I guess, I'm with you. If you're 50 years old out chasing tail, there's no way not to.
Jeff, that's my whole gimmick. What do you mean?
Fuck you and your gimmick.
You out of your mind? Predator is my whole gimmick. There was a girl in my office the other day. I was having a conversation with her, and she's also 26 or 25 or 26 or whatever. And I'm looking at her neck, and her neck is the most exquisite thing I think I've probably ever seen. And I'm enough of an old creep that in my head she's talking, and I am nowhere near her conversation. Because I'm like, I need to nuzzle this neck, and like I am... perving. My perv switch was all the way on.
All the way up to full, huh?
Oh, yeah. Over a girl's neck. Maybe I need to get some pussy, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just... No.
You know, I realized last month I would have been married to that fucking ex-wife of mine for 30 fucking years.
Holy
30 fucking years fuck would have been me. This year.
How long was it?
15.
15?
Almost 16.
Wow. Now, how many... Now, of those 15 years, how many of them were truly wasted? By which I mean, it was irredeemable, that relationship.
A very solid 2.5.
Yeah, that's fair, I bet.
Yeah.
That's fair. Boy, yeah. She hated my guts.
She hated everybody's guts. If she hates everyone that doesn't fucking bow down to her and play her stupid little fucking game. Oh, you know,
well, that's fair.
Fucking cunt. Wow. Yeah, I spent what would have been, so that would have been April of 09.
Yes.
Would have been my 16th wedding anniversary. And we were officially divorced by then because that was final in March of 09. And I spent what would have been my 16th wedding anniversary sitting in a strip club in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Because I had just met that guy that I started working for that summer. Yeah, he was paying me under the table and shit. And I went to meet him at a storage facility to just talk to him. I'd actually put a thing up on Craigslist. Dude, I was desperate, man. I needed to get fucking working.
No, I remember.
And that motherfucker called me on Easter Sunday that year. Whatever, you know, I think Easter was a little later that year in April. And that fucker called me on a Sunday and said, he wanted to meet with me that day. This guy, you know, as I found out, as I got to know him, this dude never fucking stopped. This guy worked constantly. And I said, oh, it's Easter. I mean, I'm doing shit and stuff. And he said, well, come by. You know, I got the storage facility here. And come by and, you know, we'll talk. And I'm thinking that this guy's, you know, maybe got a business with a few employees and shit. You know, I'm going to go for an interview. And no, it was just himself. And I ended up talking to him for a few minutes and ended up working with him until 1 o'clock in the morning that fucking day.
Sheesh.
We were getting shit ready for a job that he had to go to in Pittsburgh. And he's like, what are you doing tomorrow? I'm like, nothing. So I fucking, I called my sister and I said, hey, look, not for nothing, but I'm getting in a car tomorrow with a stranger.
With a stranger
that I've never met. And I'll be in Pittsburgh just so somebody knows. But we were out there doing a job and we met up with a guy that works for the company whose shit we were installing. And this guy from the company was a fucking young dude.
And these were beverage systems.
Yeah, beverage systems. Right. So we were working in a casino they were building up
there.
Those
were expensive, those beverage systems.
Fuck yeah, those are not cheap.
They're really expensive.
Oh, they're high dollar. And so we got done working that day, and I can't remember how it was. Anyway, long story short, the three of us ended at this strip club. And you know what? It was actually the second time I had been in one. Only the second time. The first time was one of local ones here in our area, which...
Woof.
Yeah, woof.
Woof.
But you know what? I didn't like it.
No,
I really didn't like it. It was weird.
We've talked about this. I've never stepped foot in one.
It's weird.
It seems strange.
It is. It's very strange.
Now, I know people who have actually... paid for pussy at strip clubs.
See, it's not worth it to me.
And gone out and fucked in their limousines.
Yeah.
Like, in the street. And like whoa.
I don't make that much money. That's high dollar shit. That's high roller shit, man. That ain't fitting me. Fuck that.
No.
I mean, you're sitting there at a bar. There's a girl right in front of you. Buck ass fucking naked. You know, and you're just sitting there just staring. You know, throwing her some money and shit. And I don't know what to do.
No, that
it's makes, silly.
That makes no sense to me.
You got to buy, you know, a certain amount of drinks. There's a minimum.
Yeah.
You know, that you got to buy and shit. The drinks are fucking outrageously priced. It wasn't fun.
Some guys just need to look at it.
I guess.
And I don't have.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
No, I never.
I like to look at it. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend, for example, I wasn't online yesterday. Looking for Paige Van Zandt OnlyFans leaked, you know. So, like, I like to look at it. But, like,
but
not enough that I'm, you know, trying to do something. It's crazy.
Well, and I guess you know that, you know, I mean, if you're, you know, you're going to be sitting, it's right there on the stage in front of you.
Well, you can't,
I mean, you can, but you can't do anything. No, if not, you're going to get your fucking head caved in.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Then if you ask her how much, you're the bad guy, right?
Right, yeah. Anyway, so, yeah.
But, yeah, no, I have also never stepped foot in a strip club. I did not care for
it. No, and that's I've never been back because they just don't do anything for me.
And then now that I'm 50 and I haven't done it, there's no point in starting now.
Yeah,
so there's
yeah.
no point. So. What's there for me? There's nothing there for me. It's just, you know. By the time I was old enough to get into one, I'd pretty much done everything I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Sexually. And
nothing was a mystery anymore.
No, fuck no. No. Yeah, I know how it parts, it opens. I got it. I get some tits bouncing around. I've
pull
seen
it open
it.
Here, lick here, yeah. stick this in there.
Yeah.
There we go.
End of story.
End of story.
Drop my goo on your fucking chin. I can't believe that pig threw up on my couch, by the way. And I cleaned that up the best I could, too. And it just, it was, Jeff?
Is that couch sitting on here?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
I threw
that. Burn that motherfucker.
I had that taken away.
Good.
Yeah.
As you should have.
Yeah, I had that couch.
Good.
Yeah. There was no, I cleaned up the best I could, and come to find out, it was not the best I could do because there's no saving that couch.
From vomit. Nope.
I ended up just flipping the cushion over. But when I tell you, I tried so hard to get that cleaned out right.
And
you know what? To her credit, she did eventually sit on my cock and let me blow an enormous load inside of her.
Nice.
But then wanted me to eat it, which I wasn't going to do.
Ew, yeah, no.
No, I was not going to do that.
No.
No. No. I mean, but she did, you know, I felt like my balls were inside out. It was an enormous load.
Look, honey, I'll eat a Little Debbie's cream pie, but I that's it. As far as the cream pies go for this lad.
We got it.
You get it? You understand?
Hi, it's me again. I don't know how I forgot this, but I ate my own cum for the first time last night.
Is that Jimmy?
Jim Norton.
Gross.
So gross.
Ooh.
Like, no, I'm not going to eat it. I go, why don't we go into the bedroom and let me get behind you? She goes, what? Like, what does that mean? I go, what? Are we being serious right now? You don't
what?
Know? Yeah. You ever watch dogs fuck you sheltered whore? How can you be sheltered and a whore?
It's fucking like, Catholics, man.
I know.
Catholic girls go one of two ways. That, extremely sheltered, or they're complete fucking whores.
This girl was really attractive. I wish I was still fucking this girl.
Yeah,
I wish I still had. She came over that night. I think a couple days later she came over, but nothing really came of it, no pun intended. And then she just kind of ghosted me after that. So
ghosted, nice use of the current lingo.
Well, Jeff, I don't want to, you know, I'm
you mean she ignored you?
I'm hip.
Yeah, yes. No, you're not.
What do you mean?
You're not.
How dare you, sir?
Did you trim those fucking eyebrows and nose hairs yet?
I fucking did.
You fucking piece of shit.
Yesterday, I fucking was sitting at work.
Every time I get up in the morning, I look in the mirror and I got one of Stray, that's the first thing I think of now is you. Thanks.
I fucking was at work yesterday, and of course, and the fucking whistling from my nose. So I came home yesterday and did my ears and fucking nose.
There you go. Yeah. Right on.
I know a girl who lives in Tennessee. I texted her and said, what age can I give up on the eyebrows and nose and ear hair? And she said 60. And I said, that's longer than I want to wait.
You know an easy way to do your nose hairs that I have found?
Hot wax?
No. Oh, fuck no. Fuck that.
That would hurt, right?
If you
I feel like we should do that to see how bad it hurts.
On the show?
Yeah. Can we have someone come in and so we can see how bad it hurts?
You know the only person that's going to want to come in and do that's Trixie. I think she'd love to see us fucking both.
She would do that?
Oh, sure. Oh, fuck yeah.
That would hurt.
Fuck. No, what I have found works best for me, you know, if you take a Bic lighter and you just pull the little thing down, it just releases the gas. If you stick that up to your nose and do that for, you know, I don't know, hold it for 30 seconds or so and then strike it, it flash fires and it burns all those fucking hairs out of your nose. It's the best.
By the way.
Cleans out your fucking sinuses.
By the way, don't try that. just...
Works great.
Yeah, but she's got two of them. Do not try that. No matter what happens, do not try what Jeff Durant just said. That is not going to be.
I wish you would try that right now. Go ask your mom to borrow her lighter.
Yeah. Let's not do that. That's.
You know what? We should be allowed to say shit like that. Yes, go try that right now. Because if you just blindly follow some stranger on a podcast or a TV show or a song that you don't fucking know and you do what they say, you deserve to fucking hurt. And you know what? Maybe you'll become fucking smarter and we can quit fucking digressing as a fucking society.
By the way, that's the show title, You Deserve to Hurt. Note to self, when I'm editing the episode, the show title is You Deserve to Hurt.
So keep on listening, motherfucker.
You deserve to hurt.
Fuck you. I should be able to say that. Because if that little dumb fucker goes and tries it, good.
You deserve to hurt. Ooh. I'm going to get that tattooed on me somewhere. Ooh. That's a good line.
You deserve to burn.
So what else is going on, man? Everything all right?
No. Now, you know what? I'm sorry. I had a thought processing in my brain, and
yeah,
I guess thinking of burning people made me think of this. Do you suppose, you know how you can like go on these nice trips, like in this country by train and stuff. Do you suppose they offer
train? Was it 1877?
No, Amtrak does it, and they've got some like old timey trains out,
yes,
you know,
well, the Orient
Colorado
Express
and California and shit. Nice views, you know, where you can. Yeah, it's. Do you suppose they do that in like Poland and shit, where you know, take a nice rail car ride by train?
You know, Jeff, I don't want to tell tales out of school, but there was a point in the not so distant past where you know.
Where what?
Trains were kind of a different thing over there, so I think they kind of...
Well, I know they had narrower gauges.
Well, that's one way,
so.
That's one way to put it, yeah. Yes. Train travel is huge in Europe, but every country is the size of Rhode Island. It's, you know, it's
right, yeah.
Easy to do there. You know, here, we have real landmass to, you know, the train... You could drive longer than it takes, or in a shorter time than it takes to take a train somewhere. It's
oh yeah,
bananas.
It's like flying.
Yeah, which I hate, but oh, it's the fucking worst.
You know what? I hate flying. I like being at the airport.
Really?
I do.
Huh?
I really do.
What do you think accounts for that?
I don't know. It's different. I like being at the airport. I hate getting on the plane and flying.
I hate
but it. I like being at the airport in the same way that I like staying at hotels. It's just, it's something different. It's kind of adventure-y. I think it goes back to my childhood. I didn't fly till I was an adult for the first time, like in my mid to late 20s.
So
99 it was, so.
I have a memory of flying on a plane when you could still smoke.
Mm-hmm.
But I am almost certain that's a false memory. I'm almost certain.
Where would you have been going? I mean, everybody was here, except I don't know about your dad's side of the family, but.
I probably was flying out to see some.
Yeah.
I went to see a buddy in Texas one time. But I.
Oh, were you old and you weren't like a little kid?
No, but the point being, I think I'm certain it's a false memory, but I don't know why in my brain I felt like I've been on a plane that you could still smoke because they didn't ban it all right away. It was.
Yeah.
But I'm almost certain that's false. What is it in the brain that makes you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I wish I knew more about stuff like that, but.
Yeah. I've been on airplanes that still had the ashtrays. You know, you couldn't smoke on the plane,
Yeah. Now, I think when I first went to Vegas with Amanda maybe 25 years ago, I think that was probably the case also.
Yeah.
I think. But it was.
Yeah. I don't. I don't know what accounts for that, but I do. I actually enjoy, you know, people, you know, 2 hour layover. Oh, fucking great.
2 hours.
Yeah, I'm going to go sit in the bar and have some beers.
I had an 8 hour layover.
Chill out, you know.
I had an 8 hour that's layover too much. At JFK one time. That's too much. That's way too much. No, that's crazy.
That's too much. I don't, you know, because I do want to get home. Yeah. But what I don't like is getting off the plane and having to sprint to the next fucking gate, yeah, catch the next one.
Yeah, I can't.
I want a little downtime, you know. There's, I don't know, man. There's just something. I don't know. I don't mind getting to the airport real early so I can get through security without, you know, worrying about missing my flight or anything. And I don't mind sitting there at the gate, you know, because I like to people watch.
I so, think that the last time I flew on Sorry to Bother You Airlines. Holy shit. I think I was really inconveniencing them by giving them work to do. Holy shit. Oh,
you mean Allegiant. Sorry to Bother You Airlines.
Wow.
Listen, your ticket is going to cost $25 round trip from here to Vegas. And you know what? We'll lower that down to $5 if you'll fly the plane.
Well.
The fuck?
I
really?
Remember getting on that flight. So this would have been probably just pre-COVID, right? Like, well, it might have been January of 2000. I hate flying, so I don't fly often. So maybe January of 2019, Kylie and I went out to Vegas. And I remember they come around, they want to give you a plastic cup with ice and some Coke in it.
Yeah.
And I said, leave the can.
Oh, yeah.
And she fought me on it. And I went like this. I put my finger up and I went, leave the can. And I didn't bother. But it was definitely Sorry to Bother You Airlines. Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
Wow. Sorry to wake you. Yeah. Holy fuckaroni. But I flew American one time to New York City, and the air waitress I had on that flight was absolute from Chicago to New York was quite possibly the most physically perfect human female, maybe the second most physically perfect human female I've ever. She was startlingly attractive.
Wow.
It was defies description. The only other woman I've seen face to face that was more that kind of bothered me and like flustered me, which, you know, a woman's just a woman, right? But I went to a book signing one time. There was a gal who wrestled.
Oh, that was a good beefy one.
That was
solid.
Beefaroni.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to smell like it, too. All right. Ooh.
I went to a book signing one time with a gal who used to wrestle under the name of AJ Lee. And she had retired from the company. She put out a book. And I went to a suburb of Chicago and stood in line. And she was, I don't know how to describe it. Is it bad, dude? But Jeff, she was physically a perfect human specimen. I could feel the heat come to my face. It was, it was absolutely amazing. She said, and this is, I swear on my mother's gravestone, this is a true story. She said to me, would you like to take a picture? And I said, I would ruin any picture you are in. So I didn't get one. But I got a signed book.
Nice.
I am telling you, it was frighteningly attractive.
Wow.
It was just, I couldn't, yeah. It was something. How we got there? Air waitresses?
I don't know.
Sorry to Bother You Airlines. And it's not just the airline, too, though. It's the security check-in, and they all just are not. They don't give a – none of them give a fuck. No. And if I had to work with that many people, you know what? I probably wouldn't fucking either.
You know that fucking security don't fucking keep nothing from happening.
No.
It's just theater. It's just fucking You could give all that up, and there wouldn't be any more, any less fucking airline problems, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't fly for a reason. I dislike it immensely. I have thought of, given thought of going back to Vegas, but you have to go with someone there. You can't go alone.
No, that's not an alone trip.
I'm looking forward to our 20th anniversary show there. Shows there. Let's do two. What the fuck are we gonna? You know, one by the pool, one out in public, on Fremont Street somewhere. But I am looking forward to that in a year and a half or 2 years or whatever.
2 years?
Mm-hmm.
2 years.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
We should go in March and record the 20th anniversary shows, but yeah.
You know what? It's not that great out there in March.
Well, it's not filled to the gills with fucking people either, I guess is what I'm telling.
I know, but I want it to be, you know.
You want hot.
I
want
to walk around in my fucking banana hammock.
Mm.
My thong.
I'll give you $100 not to do that. $200 not to do that. I can see the 100 didn't impress you. Am I getting close to the number?
No, keep going. I'll give you a $20 bill and a wet nap.
Dude, I've got to come on her underwear, right? Like, that's got to happen.
Oh, you've got her underwear?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you just had her leggings.
No. I've got the leggings and the underwear, which I didn't know were part of the deal. But they're in the dryer now.
Oh, you are a happy boy, weren't you?
Buddy.
I know you.
I've got to come on them, right? Like, I have to.
Look, I'll tell you to fucking inhale butane and light your nose on fire. I'm not going to give you advice on coming on a fucking coworker's fucking underwear.
Yeah, that's quitter talk.
My dad says butane's a bastard gas.
Exactly. I get
on my TikTok feed the clip where... he's grilling a steak and he puts his, you know, presses into it and he goes, a perfect medium rare steak. And Bobby's standing there. He goes, what if somebody wants hairs cooked well done? You ask them politely but firmly to leave.
Yeah, well, you eat a medium rare steak, it's like eating a forearm. Right? Mm.
That motherfucker rare.
No way, baby.
Yes.
No, not me.
Oh.
No, that's something.
You just drag that fucker across the grill for a couple of seconds. I'm good.
That's something General Grant and I have in common. Our meat needs to be cooked.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. That is, I cannot. No, I got to have it.
Yeah.
Butane's a bastard gas.
Yes, it
my
is.
My dad says butane. So I have to wrap them around my cock and jerk off. I'm almost certain.
Now, are you going to do that after we get done recording? Because you got to take them back to her tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, buddy. When do you want me to fucking do it?
Well, I don't know.
I'm gonna fucking how fucking sad.
Dude, you got to get them out of that dryer when they're still warm.
Oh, what a great idea. Jeff is...
I'm here to
help.
You
know what, ladies and gentlemen? Jeff Durant, the idea man. That's my guy. Mm-hmm. Jeff Durant right there.
Are they like frilly, lacy?
No. Well,
no? The grandma panties?
You want me to grab them?
No.
I'll show you.
Don't want to see them.
I'll show you.
No.
They're not what you think they are.
What the fuck are they?
I would have to grab them.
Oh, my God. No.
All right. Fair enough.
I want to see this girl's panties.
I did.
I'm sure you did.
I was walking behind her the other day. She had a pair of like gray yoga pants or whatever.
Yeah.
And I offered her $20 if I could take a picture of her ass in those pants. So I might talk a big game about not wanting to hunt for pussy, but I'm still as much of a creep as I was fucking 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, even worse now.
But I think as long as you start the sentence with, I know I'm an old creep, but, I know it's like an old creep, but... I think that just makes it all go away.
It does. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes it all normal.
All better.
Your Honor, I may be a creep.
But. I don't hang around elementary schools. ..
Middle schools, Your Honor. I stick to middle schools.
I don't even know where there's one near me, I don't think. I don't even know. They're little Tommy Hilfiger boy shorts. Is what they are.
Yeah. Oh, those?
Yeah.
Like a boy cut short?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, I will come on those.
Jesus.
In the early history of the show, I decided that, and this is when you had, Jeff had young children when we started this show.
Mm-hmm.
And what I decided was Jeff is not, and shouldn't be expected to be out front with his life. So it's got to be me.
Mm-hmm.
Because people, listeners, appreciate and form a connection to a cast of characters when they know more about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just never looked back.
No.
I am right out there with America, man. Anyone in the future who's interviewing me for a job who finds this show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't even bother.
You know, we were going to make you an offer, Mr. Wise, but we stumbled upon this show, as you call it.
What can I say except fair enough? Thank
you for your time.
I wish you wouldn't have wasted my time calling me downtown for this, but well, I get it. I 100% get it. Yeah, so... So I decided early on that since Jeff couldn't, I had to be the one to. And Jeff's gotten better at that as the show has gone on, but I'm still kind of right out there with everything. Because in the end, who gives a shit? I'm talking about myself. In the end, who cares? You know? What's being hurt? Nothing. It's, you know.
Meh.
Who cares? Everyone knows I'm a creep, so it doesn't matter. Half the shit I say here, I say at work. Too. So it's like, you know, give the shit. You deserve to hurt.
It is a good title.
It's a great show title. Well, anything else going on we need to talk about?
No.
This will be another short show.
No news?
I got some news. I mean, I got a couple of short things. You want to try it?
Yeah, let's give it a shot. We haven't done news in so long,
I forgot how it fucking sounds.
Let's give it a shot.
All right. Hang on here. Doug, if you don't mind.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Spain's parliament on Thursday banned comic bullfighting events featuring dwarves dressed in costumes... in a decision applauded by disability rights groups, but condemned by the few surviving performers.
What?
The few surviving performers. Why are there so few?
Is that what it really says?
Yes.
Okay, now wait a minute. What is this again? This is a comic bullfight with dressed up dwarves.
Midgies.
Midgies.
It says dwarfs, but there is
midgets.
There is a difference, but we're going to say midgies. Yeah, there's a difference.
Short people. And so there's so everybody was happy about this.
The few surviving.
Except the few.
No.
What?
Spain's parliament has said no more midgie bullfighting.
And the ones involved got mad. About it.
Well, yeah, it's an income stream out the fucking window, right? Dwarves in Spain. That's one of my...
Dwarves in Spain! Not a lot of people are going to get that, but you did.
That's a fucking a lot funnier than what I was going to do. I was going to say Dwarves in Spain, my favorite Hemingway novel. But yours was much funnier.
You know what that was, right?
Yes.
Pigs in space. Dwarves in space.
We got
God damn, that's funny.
That is fucking funny. That's very funny. That's a lot funnier than what I was going to say.
No, but that Hemingway joke's good. That's solid.
That's all right. It's not as good as Dwarves in Spain. Dwarves in Spain have long dressed as firefighters or clowns to chase bulls without killing them. They're careful to say that. At public spectacles designed to be humorous. I fucking think that would be very humorous.
Exactly.
The tradition stretches back decades, but has declined in popularity.
No kidding.
Popularity! Popularity!
Popularity!
Wait, oh, man.
Popularity!
If you're not 81,
no shit.
I'm sorry.
You're not getting this show.
I'm sorry.
Popularity.
A MASH reference.
Yes.
The TV show, not the movie. The law approved on Thursday brings Spain into line with the European Union directives on discrimination against disabled people. Quote, "We have overcome the Spain of the past," said Jesus Martin, the Director General of Spain's Royal Board on Disabilities, which advises the social rights minister. Oh, my God, I'm fucking bored reading this. Topic of discussion. Now that this is off the table in Spain.
Yeah.
Top 10 other jobs for midgies in Spain. Go. Cake decoration.
Yeah, they could stand on top of the cake. You're exactly right. Good call, champ. Fuck yeah, you could dress them up in all kinds of fucking little outfits for, you know, put them in leather vests and chaps for a biker, you know, wedding, shit like that. Dress them up, you know.
Good one, champ.
I don't know, you could use them to fill in potholes. they're good at, you know, getting under, you know, crawl spaces of houses.
I got friends in crawl spaces. I got to have that somewhere in here, right? Let's see. Pinkard and Bowden? Oh, boy. That's a tough ask from this distance. Hang on here. Let's see if I can. It's actually called The Ballad of Jeffrey Dahmer, that song.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have it in here. Let's see. Oh, you motherless fucking cunt. We haven't played this in a very long time.
The Ballad of Jeffrey Dahmer. I made quite a splash. I hacked and I slashed my way to the top of page one. The cops even checked, but they didn't suspect I was carving up fellers for fun. Guess I never thought I'd finally get caught. I hope that they all rest in peace. 'Cause I'm locked away. What more can I say except what I told the police? Oh, I got friends in crawl spaces. I got arms and legs. A few faces stashed all around in different parts of town. Well, I met them in bars on a friendly basis. Now I got them in jars and flower vases. Oh, I got friends in crawl spaces. I know I was wrong, I just don't belong. I guess you've heard that one before. But the guys, they all dig me. I'm like Eleanor Rigby. There's a face in a jar by my door. I must be insane, got an abnormal brain. What else could I do to get laid? The guys that I date met a terrible fate. They ended up lightly sautéed. Oh, I got friends in crawl spaces, every shape and size, and all races. Man, I must be nuts. Well, I got one that kill you. I'm the poster child for necrophilia. Oh, I got friends in crawl spaces.
Oh, we're really cooking.
What was that at the end?
We're really cooking now.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fine piece. Pinker than Bowed Loose Jill, the old Bob and Tom show.
Well, thank you. Now moving on, teammate, as a Delaware County councilman is coming out as a transgender, and a woman of color. Delaware County Councilman.
Boy, checking
Ryan
all the boxes.
Webb announced that he now identifies as an Indian American woman.
It's the white guy. And all of a sudden he goes, all right, listen, I'm an Indian.
Are you now?
And a woman.
And I suppose he wants some money.
Transgender, and a woman of color. Delaware County Councilman Ryan Webb announced that he now identifies as an Indian American woman. Since then,
I love him. Remember when this started, we used to say things like, well, I'm identifying as a piece of pizza.
Right, yeah.
And then people had the nerve to get mad, like, oh, it's not what's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. That's what's fucking happening.
You underestimate the power of the American human being.
Well, this guy, I think, is a Republican trying to make a point.
Oh.
But a lot of backlash, many calling him childish, despicable, even calling for things like execution. In a statement.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Webb
gave there's no compassion anymore.
Yeah, well, there's no in between. It's either childishness or the guillotine.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Calling for things like execution. In a statement Webb gave to ITMate, he says, quote, it is unfortunate that I cannot simply be given the same space and respect to explore my identity that so many of those targeting me demand for themselves.
Fucking art. I want to glue my hand to the story. It is art. Oh, it's beautiful. I'm identified as a piece of, you can't do that, that demands that. But now anyone can fucking, now you got people pretending to be wolves and fucking, you know.
The process of identity exploration is complex, and oftentimes at the end of our personal journey, we end right back where we started.
That's another good song. Right back where we started?
We gotta get right back. That one?
Maxine Nightingale. Yeah, sure.
Boy, that was not right on the tip of my tongue, but as soon as you said Maxine, I had it.
Maxine, this song fucking cooks, man.
That fucking tenor sax is
man,
the shit.
Man, you can't get down with this. I can't help you.
That may be a baritone sax.
Fucking sing, man. Oh, man.
You remember that day, the sunny day, when you first came my way. I said no one could take your place.
You can't tap your foot to that. I don't know what's the matter with you. That's some good stuff. The hit show to TGR Radio. It was the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Minnie Riperton.
Did you know
she could also fucking sing?
Okay, so did you know that this song was written for Maya Rudolph?
Really?
Those are her parents.
Is that so?
Minnie Riperton and the
whoever the
husband's name was, was, his last name was Rudolph. This song was the last. I saw a TikTok video on this morning. This song was like a last second song. They needed something for the album.
We'll play it.
And they said, you know, you got any? Oh, they wanted like a love song or something. And she said, I have this lullaby.
This is a great song.
She said, I have. Whoop! Let me get it started
whoop,
over here.
Whoop! 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 Whoop!
It's fun. Don't try to listen to him. Whoop, whoop.
Fucking goddamn retard. Oh, I hate that dude.
Whoop, whoop. Fuck this shit. Ah!
Superhuman.
Dives into a fucking pile of fucking barbed wire and Legos. Fuck you.
Superhuman is the guy's Twitter name. He's a fucking mess. This stumbling fucking retard.
Oh, man. Fuck this shit.
God damn. Every
now and then I send Jeff a video of him. And...
Oof. So they took, she said, you know, there's this song that she sings to our daughter. And so they kind of retooled it, you know, and added some lyrics and stuff to it. But it... At the end, and I never picked up on this.
Spit it out, Durant.
Hang on, it's coming. Oh, come on. Maya, Maya, Maya.
Ah, Maya.
Isn't
Rudolph
that fucking cool?
That is interesting. I never knew that. Never knew. Black singers in the 70s, man. They like black female singers fucking had it, baby.
Remember that fucking clip I sent you about the gal that did the background for the Stones?
Gimme Shelter.
Gimme Shelter. Yeah. Pregnant and fucking come that in there and belted that fucking shit out.
And miscarried, by the way.
And miscarried, yeah.
Yeah, that story's been out for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, black background singers, man, I mean, you want it. That's the way to go. That's the way.
Yeah. I mean, it's good and it's powerful and all, but at least they're still in the background, you know? I mean. Easy. Racist Jeff, stop it. Like, asshole.
Zoinks, let him talk. Let him speak. Racist God,
jeez.
Nazi Shaggy sticking his nose in again. I think he's got some important things to say. Oh, Adolf Goofy hit it again. We should have just flat out said it was Malt Fizmy. We should have just flat out said, hey, Malt Fizmy.
Hi, I'm Malt Fizmy.
I'm Malt Fizmy. Lawsuit's coming, Daddy. We are about to be very famous and not at all rich if that happens. All right, well, listen, I don't think there's any reason to continue on with this fucking nonsense.
No?
It's just about 9 p.m. Eastern time on a Wednesday. And we will go ahead and end it here. Jeff's already shutting down. He is out the door. He's going to...
Well, I'm not going to... What the... Just fucking end it.
He's going to bid me a fond farewell with a...
I bid you adieu.
With the fucking door closing behind him. We will see you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, yeah, show's over? Huh?